I think regardless of what the plans were that led to the work happening, we are, you know, devastated and deeply disappointed it's happened. We've had a very successful partnership with Kent County Council for decades now, running the Roadside Nature Reserve scheme. That's been based on sort of mutual trust, communication, and when something like this happens, it's clearly devastating.
And the idea behind it was to have this drainage ditch to prevent flooding. I mean, do you think that was necessary?
Well, I'm not a roads engineer, so I can't really say whether it was necessary or not, but we were told it was being done, you know, as emergency safety works. There's a lot of water that stands on the road there. So I think the wider issue is one really of how the work was communicated and how the contractors, Kent County Council and ourselves, were sort of kept in the loop on what was happening.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite a sad situation, as you've already alluded to. I mean, volunteers, from what I understand, maintained the orchids at the Nature Reserve for 15 years. I mean, how do you think they'll be feeling?
Well, I know how they're feeling because we've had them in the office in tears and very deeply shocked. They've taken to social media. They've made their feelings known. I think there are two issues here which we have to understand, which really come to the heart of how conservation works in this country. One is that the reliance on volunteers to do so much of this work that should be done by statutory agencies, I think that's a shocking situation in itself. The second is that, you know, as we continue to move wildlife more and more into the edges of the spaces we occupy, it's going to be more fragile. It's going to be more susceptible to these sort of things happening. And that in itself isn't acceptable. We need to have, you know, better spaces for our wildlife, more space for our wildlife. We want to have a wilder future in Kent and elsewhere in the country for our children and our grandchildren. We can't keep putting 17,000 orchids into one tiny little space and hoping we can safeguard them there alone.
And you mentioned that it was something that you were aware of. Was it something that you tried to stop, or at least suggest an alternative, something different to be done?
The way it has to work with this, because it was done as emergency works, we will go in and suggest a plan for rectifying and restoring the site. We're discussing that with KCC at the moment. We have a follow-up meeting with them tomorrow to discuss that further. So, you know, unfortunately, the work was going to happen because of the way it was constituted and set up. We can only now do our best to restore it, working with KCC in partnership.